Phoneboy Speaks, episode 343, broadcast for the masses.
I've actually been trying to come up with an answer to this question myself. Why are the app.net broadcast feature important, or why is it important? And what of course people are doing with it right now, and so just to kind of recap, it's a feature that that the folks from app.net added to their platform, and that and allows people to make push notifications available for, you know, some content or some reason, right? And it pushes the notifications through the app.net application, which is tied into the, you know, the either Android or iOS's local push notifications. Now of course you could also read the push notification on some other platform and generate push notifications. There's nothing that would stop you from doing that, of course. But in trying to think about why you might want to do this, and because really, you know, for example, for media content, there's just such a torrent of information coming across that it's actually very difficult to know, okay, if there's something really special that you're looking when it comes out, then that's kind of useful. But then the question is, well, who decides that? And then, you know, and do you trust them to only spam you, you know, when it's something very important? Because push notifications are almost kind of an escalation between, say, like a message or a private message or something. This is something that comes up on your phone as an extra notification. And quite honestly, I turn most of that stuff off. But there are some things that I do want that for. But most of it's not content related. Okay, I have one that's content related. I even obviously I've set up my own. The one that I set up for the No Agenda show is another example of one I've set up, and that's because I want to know when the podcast comes out so I can go download it in BitTorrent Sync and put it in my my podcast player. Yeah, there you go. And that's I realize that that's one use for it. But if I subscribe to everybody's push notifications that way, my phone would get just like fall over from push notifications, and I don't think anybody wants that. But there are some people that like certain pieces of content, and if you want that, okay, great, then that's fine. But I'm trying to think about other reasons you might want to use a push notification, and I'm thinking that just making the functionality programmatically available at no cost really is the power of this, because the app.net API is actually very easy to use. I mean, and they even provide an example in their API about how to essentially issue a notification in the broadcast channel using curl, which is a command line utility. So I mean, that makes it so that anybody can do it really, if you know what you're doing. And so I that is something that a feature that I might use at some point in the near future. But they make it really easy to set stuff up, and I think that's the powerful thing behind it. There's plenty of ways to do push notifications. There's, you know, I think Amazon even has a service to do it, but you have to know their stuff, and you have to pay Amazon a certain amount of money to use the features and functionality. App.net, it's free, right? I want to make a push notification, and I can, you know, and you can have it for yourself and like three of your friends or however many you want, and it just uses the app.net backend, and it's all and it's free. And yeah, you can become a paid member of app.net and potentially get more other features that are part of app.net. But the broadcast functionality right now, free users can use it the same way that paid users can. And that's where I think the power of this this feature is, because I was been trying to think about how to articulate it, and it's how other people might use it that I think is the most would be the most interesting thing. It's push notifications for the rest of us, kind of. Although, you know, it still requires a little bit of assembly. But the website for setting up a push notification, I mean, you feed it an RSS feed and you're done, right? You could do that, or you can create manual ones. And actually, even from the app.net app itself, I mean, it provides a way of sending a push, a broadcast from the app.net app, which is fantastic. So, this is really push notifications for the rest of us, and it's not. It's not the same thing as like an SMS, I guess. I mean, you can put stuff into a notification that that you could also, I suppose, put into an SMS. So, I mean, you could kind of use it that way, although that's not really what it's intended for. But anyway, it's so I think this is it's a great feature, and I can't remember if I said all of this before when I talked about the app.net broadcasting, but I've been kind of mulling it over for a few days and trying to come up with, you know, where's the value in this, and I think that's where it is. Now the question is, will the rest of the people that have heard about it try it and see? And I think, it's the feature's gotten some good write-ups from the, you know, the tech press, which is nice to see. But of course, you know, how does that help drive growth of app.net and get people to do paid memberships and stuff? You know, I mean, that remains to be seen. But I at least like the app.net guys trying new stuff, and we'll see, you know, if it causes them to grow and get more people and then roll out more new great stuff. I hope they keep at it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.